John, for a club like Walsall, what use is an international break such as it is for you at what, 10 days into the last game or so?
Sometimes it always depends on the performance after it, doesn't it? And then that usually the stories come off the back of that. Oh, we've had too long a break and we didn't look sharp. We've heard it all before, haven't we? But for us, it's worked really well. We've had some real good training days. It's important that we've really concentrated on ourselves. Lads have worked excellently again. Got a reaction at Shrewsbury, but we've also used that as a little bit of a catalyst to look at where we are, do a bit of a synopsis of the season so far. Areas we think we need to improve. Also areas we're doing well. And the main thing is just really to get an energy back into how we play. Also the style of how we play, to really keep touching on that as well. And all you can do is get out on the grass and work it. And then it comes down to attitude and application, which has been really good, but we're looking to carry that into the weekend now.
Sure. You hear fans all the time say, oh, you know, I hate it when there's a Saturday without football. But I can imagine, because the fixture list is so crowded, for a manager or coaching staff, it can be quite helpful sometimes to do what you've just said and say, right, you could spend so much of the season going game, rest, game, rest, game, rest. You can actually get some proper work done.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to think about fatigue as an element, so you can do even more sessions. And also, it gives us a chance to watch games on the Saturday as well.
Sure.
So that's one plus. And also, it gives a chance for people like Flo and the lads who are just on the fringe to get a couple of real good training sessions towards the weekend. And it's great for the lads who play as well, because Sean's played, Tyler played. I watched his game against Romania at Bangor. And Kintz didn't get on again, but he's had some good training days from speaking to his dad on the international scene. So from their side, it's big pluses for them. Great as a club for us to get young players with international recognition, and it all leads to real positivity into today, where I've got, I think, 28 players I'm prepping for today to try and do a prep, and then we'll then work on 11v11 on Gillingham, start to really touch on Gillingham now and how we can really apply ourselves and cause problems for them.
You mentioned something there which I was going to come to, but to have players involved in international setups, again, that reflects well on a club like Walsall. I wonder what sort of, you know, extra skills or just experiences they bring back with them that feed into what you do here.
Well, if you take Kintz as an example, I use him because obviously he's the other two are loan players.
Sure.
He's been with us since seven, he's come right through all the age groups, played in various positions, started as a number 10 and a striker as a young age, 7 and 8. Cementing himself as a right back now, although they see him as a centre midfield for Ireland. So all this can only be good for Kintz, and he's getting a different voice, not always mine and the coaches that are here. So if they can get something into him and improve his skill set, then that can only be a plus. And I spoke to his dad this week, and we're both on the same hymn sheet as we see him going in his development, and it's all about development. So it can be nothing but a plus, really.
Yeah, and I wonder if, in if I can use a very simplistic terms, it helps them grow up a bit as well, some of them, especially young players.
Well, that's what it's about as well, isn't it? It's coping with the expectancy of not just me, the staff, and what we put on ourselves, but the fans as well, and the club as a whole, and people on the outside of this close-knit group. And that's what it's all about, coping strategies, coping with pressure. We had it last night at Hanley. First half, we didn't cope with it very well. Had a few words at half time for the young players. You can't always be smelling the roses. Sometimes they have to have a bit of a rollicking.
Sure.
And they responded really well last night, and that's what it's about. They need to know that they're playing for something. They can't just allow the game to pass them by, and that's what we're trying to apply in the next couple of games.
You're just talking about, you know, the areas that you need to work on, things that are going well. And I don't see all your games, and obviously you work with the players day to day, but my impression is that if there's one overriding thing which, if everybody could nail down, it would be great, would be just getting consistency. Because even the games that I've seen, some things go great one week and then the next week it's something else that's good, another thing, and that must be slightly maddening.
It's not maddening, it's just we accept that is part of what we're about. When you've got a group of young players, the consistency comes with experience, and you only get better by learning from mistakes. Unfortunately, mistakes are part of the game, and as you go on and as you develop, that those the risk of those mistakes happening again become less because you've played more games. But unfortunately, in football these days, you don't get a lot of time and patience for that potential to bloom. We try and get that here, and sometimes say it's quite brave. Some people say it's nice. I wouldn't say brave in the grand scheme of things, what's going on in the world, but for me, that's the philosophy we've decided to push forward. And that was 5-6 years ago when we sat down with the board, myself and Dean, and we want to keep that going now. And we need to keep doing what we're about, high tempo, aggressive style of football. We want to put a smile on the fans' faces, because if the fans have got a smile on their face, there's probably a damn good chance I've probably got one on mine.
Yes.
And so have you, and so have the players. So we want to have enjoyment. We want fun, we want enjoyment, but it's up to us as a group to give that to the fans. We have to be the catalyst at the weekend, and then I know these fans will get with the players. And that's what it's about, enjoyment, but you have to sacrifice to get that. That comes at a price, and I think we have to make sure we play with an energy and a desire at the weekend to try and put in a performance.
And there's two things that ultimately will please the fans. One, if they see an entertaining football, that's great. And two, even more than that, you've got to win some games at home for them.
Yeah. And we've lost one at home. What we've got to do now is try and push that and go on another run.
Yeah.
We've got two home games. Then we've got the Bury game, which is a great chance again to create some memories for the fans and give them a great day out.
Mm.
And we're determined to try and do that. But again, it's just words. We have to concentrate on performance, and what leads to that performance is what we do on the training pitch day in, day out, and the messages we send to the players, and we'll give them a clear and distinct direction as to what was expected of them at the weekend.
But Shrewsbury, there must have been a bounce from that, because, you know, again, I know people say, well, it was only the Chequered Trove, well, part of that idea, nevertheless it was a good performance and a really good win.
You say that it is, and I'm myself and Sharpie are on a course with Hursty and his assistant. We spent 8 hours with him yesterday, and it's still nice, if we're honest, to sit next, because it gives you a bit of banter rights, doesn't it?
Cool.
We can't go too much because the position they're in the league, but when we're sitting together and having a glass of red wine after the game, it still hurts when your friend has put one over on you. So for me, it doesn't matter what you're playing for, what the title of the game is. Every game of football, do you not want to win it? When fans go and play sevens or five a side, they don't go to lose. They go to win, but they go for also enjoyment, and this is what we're about in the game. We have to keep the enjoyment factor. We have to keep the human aspect in the game. It's not just about figures and stats, and there's people involved, real people, and we all care, but we've got to start enjoying it, and we'll enjoy it if we apply more energy and we play the way we're expected to play.
You just said you've got 28 players available.
28.
So team news, that sounds like a pretty clean bill of health, more or less.
Yeah, it is. We've just got Callum Cochran-Mollett. He's just in part of his but he's outside running now, so he'll be outside on the grass today. So, yeah, there's a lot of players fighting for contention, and it's up to us to. They've got another day to impress today, and then we'll pick a team in the morning.